degrees and a little bit less humid here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. During the last few days of early voting in Tennessee's primaries, President Donald Trump is campaigning for Congressman Andy Ogles. Ogles faces a well-funded challenger and former state agriculture commissioner Charlie Hatcher. In a tele-rally last night, Trump called on his base in Tennessee to head to the polls for Ogles.
And I'm asking all of you to get out and vote for Andy Ogles. He's been a friend of mine. He's been a terrific guy. I gave him a very early endorsement.
While Ogles benefited from that early endorsement, former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam has made a late race endorsement in favor of Hatcher. Haslam has financially supported previous Republican challengers to Ogles, but Hatcher marks the first endorsement. The endorsement, paired with internal polling from the Hatcher campaign, shows a close race for the new 5th Congressional District. A property owner in Rutherford County is pushing back against officials who want to build a new jail and sheriff's office on his 52-acre plot. Officials recently voted to move forward with eminent domain to condemn and pay for the land known as the old fairgrounds. But a letter from an attorney to the county raises several concerns with the process and asks officials to reconsider. The property owner says the county is undervaluing the land by at least several million dollars and potentially as much as $20 million. The owner also points to Rutherford County leaders previously making a higher dollar offer back in the spring. Meanwhile, the property is under contract for sale. Detectives with Nashville Police are investigating the drowning death of a toddler. Police say the father was getting ready to swim when the two-year-old ran off. Video evidence shows the child was in the pool for 8 minutes before being found by the father. He performed CPR and rushed her to the nearest fire station. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.